We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the last few words of Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the last four words of Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Ula Amar. We are discussing why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka sent Klai Yisrael to Golus in Bavel and not in another place. And we'll get a few reasons. Ula says another reason. Ula Amar, Kadesh Yerichu Tamarim V'Yasku V'Tayra. There's a lot of dates in, a lot of palm trees, a lot of dates in Bavel. And they're very cheap, and they're very good for sustaining someone. So therefore, you're always going to have enough to eat. So it's a good place to learn Torah. You don't have to work. You have enough to eat. That's why Hashem sent them to Babel. The Gemara says a ma'aseh about that. Ula ikla the pumbadisa. Ula wanted to went to pumbadisa. Karivule tarina the tamri. They gave him a whole bowl of dates. Amalahu. Kama kihani bezuzah? How many of these are for azuz? Omle tlas bezuzah. You get three baskets for azuz. Oma mole tzana dovsha. You get a whole basket of honey bezuzah for one zuz. Ubavloy le askar raisa. And the bavloyim are not learning Torah. You know, don't see bavloyim as so big. They should be so big. You have so much food. You guys should be huge in Torah. And actually, there's a little diak here. It says three for a dollar. Then it says one for a dollar. So the chilik is that one is tamarim, one is the dovsha. The honey takes three baskets of dates to make one basket of honey. So he said, look, you have so much food and you don't Isaac Tyra, but Lamais, what happened? Belila, that night, after eating a whole bowl of dates, Tziru, they were bothering him. They were bothering his stomach. Omar, so he said now the opposite. Mole tsana sama de moisa, they eat a whole basket full of poison, bezuzah above Isaac Rice, and they still Isaac Tyra. So it's like carrot, it's even a bigger chiddush. That whatever they learn is pretty good because they have the sama the maisa, they have his poison, and still they learn Torah. So he Ula, you know, at the end of the day, it was pretty impressed with them that they're pretty big between the chum for if they eat, all they do is eat dates, it's not so good for the stomach, and they still manage to learn Torah. But like upon him, Ula's pshat thing what in our Gemara was, we know he sent the Bavel is because they eat, they have dates for cheap over there. So the Gemara Vayta, Darshan not a pasuk, go further in Darshaning Psukim. This pasuk is in Yeshaya. It says in the pasuk, "All the nations are going to come and say, let's go up to the Har Hashem, to the house of the God of Yaakov." Talking about the third base of Mikdash. So why is it called the Lekei Yaakov? Lekei Yaakov, Lekei Abraham, Yitzchok. It's Dafka, Lekei Yaakov, Lekei Abraham. It says, why is it punk to Lekei Yaakov? Hello. It means like this: Loika Avram Shikas Behar. When it talks about the Makom Hamikdash according to by Avram, when it comes to Avram, when we talk about the Makom Hamikdash, we call it Har. Shnemar Asher Yoimar Hayoyim Behar Hashem Yirah. But Loika Yitzchak Shikas Behsada. Shnemar Yitzchak Lo Suach Behsada. Yitzchak went to daven in the Makom Hamikdash. So by him it's called a Sada. And like Rashi explains, Mashma Rashi, and the way that my Shah explains is that the Sada and Ahar are both not Mokum Yushiv. They're both a Mokum of Churban. And we call it either Sada or Ahar. But Yitzchak called the place, Yaakov called the place Ebayis. Elke Yaakov Shakaru Bayis Nema, Vayikra Hashem HaMakoimahu, Beis Kael, he called it Ebayis, and Ebayis is a Mokum Yushiv. The third base of Mikdash will be there to stay. And therefore we say, Beis Elke Yaakov, because that's the Bayis that will stay, and that's the Yaakov who called it Ebayis. Ebayis is more Mokum Yushiv, the third base of Mikdash will not be Charb. The day of Kibbutz Golius will be on the same level as the day that the Shemayim V'Aretz were created. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, V'nikbetzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav. This is actually a Pasuk in Hosea. We're ending off the Agarat or a Pasuk in Hosea. It says in the Pasuk, V'nikbetzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav. V'somu lehem roish echad v'olu min ha'aretz ki gadol yoim Yisrael. The day Yom Yisrael is a big day, which is the day of Kibbutz Golius, and so you see it's called Yom something. The Ksiv, it says also about the first day of creation. Yom Echad. So just like there, it's called Yom Echad. Here also called Yom Yisrael. You see, it's equivalent to the day that Shemayim V'Aretz were created. The Mashiach actually asked that. You find a lot of times we call day Yom. So what's the significance? This is called Yom. I'm saying the only time it's called Yom is only Yom Echad. I'm saying you can ask. It says Yom Sheni. Also, it's a Shver Drosh a little bit. So Mashiach discusses it. He says maybe the right is the word Yom Echad. It's not clear. He's saying he brings down a piyav. That's his kasha, and it's basically the Torah says that here the lashon Yom Echad is a strong lashon here. Also, the Yom Yisrael, it's Yisrael's lashon of Hashem helping us. Ayin the Mashah, it's not so simple, but that's a little bit of aura. So we speak over the aura. But the Pashtun on the Gemara is, let's call it Yom Yisrael and Yom Echad. So you see, the day of Kibbutz Gaal is equivalent to the day that Shemayim Ha'aretz was created. Ad kan I got it. Then I'll go back to the Mishnah, which was discussed in Karm Pesach. So the next part of the Mishnah says that a Yosoim, a child, a katan, who did not have a father, and he had a trustee, and he had not only one trustee, he had two apotropsim, and they both shechted a Karm Pesach for him. So it says he could pick out whatever one he wants. Right? The Gemara, Sham, you know, Yesh Breira. So you see, do you see him here, Yesh Breira? So before we had the same exact question by the woman, the wife, and the daughter, who's the father and the husband shechted a carbon for her. And we said we could pick it. And where I said, yes, very well answered, she picked the b'shah shechita. Here, the Gemara didn't want to answer that, like Tosafot speaks out, because it would be pashut. It would be a chiddush then, the mishnah. He picks it before. What's the chiddush? By Isha, the chiddush is that even that she doesn't pick up b'shah shechita, she gets nothing. Even though maybe there's a stoma there, stoma baal, stoma via, and that was the chiddush in the mishnah. But here, there wouldn't be any chiddush. If he didn't pick it out, there wouldn't be any chiddush that about this whole halacha. So that's what I want to answer that. So the question is, I'm the Yesh Breira, so how could he pick it out? You see Yesh Breira, empty Gemara? No, he could pick it out afterwards. It's not going with Breira. Rab Zera, sell a bias mekomokin. The way Rashi learns, the Gemara's teretz is like this. That Sela Bayis teaches us that for your own household, you don't need a das. At least for the ketanim in your own household, you don't need das. You don't need a das. You just have to do it for them. So, well, later on when he's picking out which one to use, it's just a gilu milsa, it's like a tnai. It's like each one does it for you. You don't need a das at that time. And then whatever, at the end of the day, he's going to pick. So then the other one doesn't work. But it's not really a brayer. A brayer means it has to go retroactively. The b'shash shechita, we knew which one was his carbon because he needed his das. He didn't need his das. We didn't know retroactively. But it's decide now, that's not a problem because they both could do it even without his das. And later on, we'll decide which carbon should be his. So that's the Gemara's Teretz, Sel Bayis Mekomoker. Tana Rabbana, Gemara's going to continue with this discussion of Sel Bayis. Tana Rabbana, Sel Bayis, Melamed, Sha'odom, maybe. A person can bring Karm Pesach for his young children under Bar Mitzvah by the Avdai V'Shiv Chosek Nanim and for his Eved Kanani Bei Midaitam Mishlam Midaitam. Say if they ask for it, if they didn't ask for it, that makes no difference. You could do it for them. I'll sell a bias. But once they're Gedolim, they have their own das, you can't shecht for them. By the Avdai V'Shiv Chosek Rivrim and for Eved and Shivcha Ivri, also you can't shecht for them. Because Pashpashad is because they're Gedolim and they're Ivri, so they're not the same bialist like an Eved Kanani. The only problem is that a Shivcha Ivriya, El Mos and Parashat Mishpatim, has to be a Ketana. Those things are really Gedolim. So why can't you do it? Shlomo Daitam. So Rashi speaks out that only on your child that's Yechayiv to Mechanech could you do it for them. But here, since you're not Chnochi of Chinech on the Shivchasa Ivriya, even though she's a Ketana, you cannot Shecht for her. It's not called Selabai. It's not included in the Pasuk of Selabai. Because she's not a chiyuv chinuch for you.
The first half of the verse is
actually chosid.
What? First half of the verse is chosid.
A kananim. There's no kananim.
I understand.
He's saying he can't do. Why not? Why can't you do a ivrim? She's a katan. A shivcha ivri is automatically a katana. That's the question. So like that, we say katana we can do shloim v'daitam. So the teretz is that only your children shleim v'daitam can do a ketanah, not a evra ivri of shleim that's a ketanah because that's not your child, you're not chayiv v'chinuch for her. Va'ayidei va'yad ishtei el v'daitam, your wife also only with that. So ketanim and kananim are k'vim shleim v'daitam and ivrim and gedolim and your wife all have to be v'daitam. Tanya yiduch another brisa, similar brisa. You can't shecht for your older children or over bar mas mitzvah by the abdav shivchas ayivrim by the ishtoi elam edaitim. Only if they agree to it, only if they know about it. Av shechet who ayde b'noi b'tek tanim by the shivchas ayivrim by the edaitim by the edaitim. But your little children and the knanim, you're allowed to do it. Shleim edaitim, shleim edaitim. V'kulon shechtu. Let's say that these Evder Kanani, they shechted and the own Karm Pesach, and the Rabban Shechta for them. Yoytzim v'shal Rabban, v'en yoytz v'shal Asman. The yoytz with their masters, Karm Pesach, but not the own. They have no right to make the own Karm Pesach. Chutz min isha she'yichoyla limchus. The isha has a koyach to be moicha, like Rashi explains, because a isha could tell her husband, Eini nezoinis v'shalach, v'en esrocha, you're not getting my nice yedayim, and I won't take nezoinis from you. So since she gave me moicha, so by her, if she does her own Karm Pesach, then she could be moicha and not be yoytza with her husband's Karm Pesach. So Gemara asked, Ivri and Gadol should be the same halacha, that they could do their own. Why dafka mina isha sheyuchayu limchas? Ma'ishna isha, Amarav, you're right, isha v'chol adamu lo. It means isha and all those that are similar to her, like Gadolim and Ivrim, they could all make their own Karm Pesach. But the Gemara of the Kash like this. Hogu v'kash, Amarav chutz mina isha sheyuchayu limchas. So it's mashma, until she is moicha, she's automatically stama being yotze with her husband's Karm Pesach. Time of the machi. Only if she's moicha, holoi machi. If she's not moicha, nafka v'shal baila, she'll be yotze with her husband's Karm Pesach. V'aktani reisha, v'loi yadei ishte el medaita, hastam aloi. So what's the story with Isha? On one hand it says, only if she's moicha, does she bring her own Karm Pesach. And on the other hand, it says that you need a medaitam. So which one? What's a stam? What's a stam? She doesn't say anything. Is it stam or medas? Her stam aloy? Nafka, it sounds like. Only medaitam.
It says clearly, el medaitam.
Right. It says, so what's the halacha by stama? That's a stira. That's a stira. On one hand, it's a medaitam. So why is it yachim? Why is it yachim limchais? Why is it yachim? That's a stira. No, that's a stira, exactly. That's besides the stira. One hand says yachim limchais, smash, you need a macha. Other hand says medaitam. So where it says, my el medaitam, lav da amriin, didn't say what. Everything like this. My el medaitam, lav da amriin. Not that she said yes. El of a stoma. Medaitam means stoma. Lafuke heche de amaloi. That means without her saying anything, it's called medaitam. Could stama ladas. Lafuke heche de amaloi. Only she says no. That is when she does her own. Talk to Gemara about kulam shachtu v'shachat rabba lei mitzvah rabba the v'stama. Isn't that the only case of a stam? Because it says shachtu v'shachat rabba lei mitzvah rabba stama. But tani chutz min isha plays shichay limchos. It says over there chutz isha shichay limchos. Why does it say shichay limchos? Stam is like. Sounds like that we're not talking about a macha. Sounds like we're talking about stoma. And it says, in the case of stoma, everyone is yotze, besides for isha, who could be moicha. Like, what's the case over here? The terrace is possible. Let's forget what the kasha is. The kasha is like this. We have a case here that these people, let's say Evakadi and the Isha, they all brought their own carbon, and their master brought it, or the husband brought a carbon for them, right? So we say, by the Evakadi, you yotze with the master's, not your own. And what's it talking about? It's my stomach. And by Isha, also we're saying that there, no, she's yotze with her own, not with her husband. L'chayra here, she never was Maicha. It was stomach for her das. So why did she yotze with her own? So, and for the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kimin Sheshachtu, Ein Lecha Michu Gadol Mizeh. Since she was brought a carbon, that alone is a macha. So that means like this: that stoma is bedas. She brings her own carbon, even without saying a word. That alone shows that she is not willing to be yotze with her husband's carbon. She wants to bring her own, and that alone will be the macha. And when Ma'aseh said, it comes out that an Isha can be Ma'icha, and a Bitoy and Benoy HaGadoylim can be Ma'icha, and Eved Ivri and Shivcha Ivri also could be Ma'icha and bring their own carbon. Dr. Gemara Vayit, it says, Eved Shal Shnei Shutvim, it says there, they can't be Yotze with either master. It's the two Shutvim, you have Reuven and Shimon own Eved. So it says in the Mishnah, Lo Yecha Mishal Shneim. And what's the reason? So Taisvis and explains, and Rashi a little bit more in Taisvis, and we'll see in the Gemara's Teretz, but I want to speak it out before, that the reason is like this, that when each master brings a carbon for his chelik of his Eved, the other side, let's say Reuven brings a carbon in Pesach, Shimon does not want his side of his Eved to be yotze Reuven's carbon. Here's one of his favors. Send him a Tanis Yichir. Here's one of his favors. He doesn't want his chelik of his Eved to be yotze Reuven's carbon. And the same thing, when Reuven brings a carbon, Shimon doesn't want his chelek to be yotze Reuven's carbon, and Reuven doesn't want his chelek to be yotze Shimon's carbon. They don't want each other. That's the pshat in our Mishnah. And the Gemara will bring it out. So So it says in our Mishnah, Eved Shel Shnei Shutvim, they cannot be Yoytze Karm Pesach with their masters. Romi Le Rav Eina Sabel Rav Nachman Tanan Eved Shel Shnei Shutvim Yoytze Karm Pesach. Our Mishnah says that an Eved of two Shutvim cannot eat from both Reuven or Shimon. Vatanya, either from either master, he has two masters. Either one he can't be yoytze with. Vatanya, Rotz Mizayachol, Rotz Mizayachol. He can eat from either one. So what's going on? Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered, Eine Saba, that was his name also, that was a very good, very nice compliment. It says, the one with the wise eyes. V'amrila pasi uchma, or also lashon of Talmud Chacham, which means dirty vessel that a Talmud Chacham, those days, they used to learn the whole day, they didn't have time even to wash the clothing, they call him pasi uchma. Either way, it was a compliment. He said, minoch testayim shmaitza. Between both of us, we will get this shmaitza klar. What's the teretz to the kasha? So the stirim, mastisim says that you can't be yoytze with shel shneim, and the price is either one. Mastisim is the kap, the adadi. The mishnah is talking about the makbid on each other. They don't want the yoytze with their friend's chelik. The Rashi says, look at the Rashi, second, the third to last Rashi, the kap, the adadi, Rashi says, and then the Rashi, ein chaveiroi roit says shehena chelkoi mishal chaveiroi. Reuven doesn't want that his chelik should be yoytze with Shimon's carbon. That's kap, the adadi. Bryce or the captain dot there. Bryce took one with an up makbid, and therefore he could be yitzer with either one. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. It says Mishnah Chetzi Eved the Chetzi Ben Chorim Lo Yoichal Mishal Rabbi. You can't eat either Mishal Rabbi, and Pashas the same reason, because when Reuven has half Eved, all half belongs to him, the Eved himself. When Reuven brings a carbon. So Reuven brings his carbon Pesach. The tzad cheres shabbat does not want to be yaitzah Reuven's carbon, which means the tzad cheres of the Eved doesn't want to be yaitzah with his one presence. So he doesn't want to be yaitzah Reuven's carbon unless he says something. Unless he says something, we assume that this is the fact that you're makbid to take from someone else. You don't want to take from someone else. The tzad cheres on the Eved has no choice. The Eved's part of the Eved. You don't want to take from someone else. That's what the Gemara assumes, and. Because the Tosfos asks that if the Vart is al das, he knows the guy, the master is bringing a carbon Pesach for his Eved. He knows his Eved is a chatzi Eved chatzi b'charim. So what are you saying? No das. He knows it. Teretz is it doesn't make a difference. He could do whatever he wants. The cheres of it doesn't want to be taking any presents. That's why Tosfos proves it.
But that's the only way. That he
yeah, I know. It. So unless he speaks it out, we assume he doesn't want to do that. That's the pella. So even though he's not going to be using the carbon. Yeah, if you look at Tosfos Vasnisim. There's a kach nerik pesh kodesh. There's a kapdish called echad reitzes yehena chelka mishal chaveroi v'sheichet avach chaveroi v'savish chaveroi in a makbid miyachem mishal chaverin tzchatz yevlo yechal mishal v'shoyin af mishal atzma. We can say also, and he says also that is why. You can't bring a carbon for yourself either, because the tzad avdus doesn't want to be yotze. That's both ways. Right, both ways. That's what we're saying. Both ways. They don't want. That's what Tosfos proves. That in both ways that doesn't work. So al kapam, that's what it says in our Mishnah. Now, this guy happens to be Rashi on our Mishnah. This is a little different. Rashi already asks, and Rashi says lo yichem shol rabbi. Rashi says on the Mishnah the mistama lo yedas rabbi limonas chelik cheres apischa. He probably didn't want the cheres, but Tosfos has a kasha on that. You don't want to put the tzad cheres. You did it for them. You know the guy with tzad cheres. What are you doing? So my Rashi already asked. No, he brought the carbon for Evan. He knows he's a chatzin cheres. So he didn't bring only one on the chatzin Evan shabbat. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. I can't argue Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos has this kasha. So Rashash on this Rashi, he says he has a kasha. He has a kasha. L'chora fill him no beferish in a klum below das eved. The Rashash says even if I tell him beferish doesn't work without das eved. Again, the Rashash is learning klar that the eved has to agree. The tzad cheres has to agree. Akapam, that is our Gemara here. So let's see. That's our Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. Mishal Rabba Yehud lo yoichal am Mishal Atzma yoichal. Mishal Rabba Yehud lo yoichal am Mishal Atzma yoichal. Break the Gemara. So here, that's how Mishnah says, right? Mishnah Rabbi Yechal, but it sounds like in our Mishnah, it's a diik. That's a diik. Then Mishnah Atzma, if you brought his own carbon, we will be able to bring. We'll see. We spoke at why you can't. That's for the Mishnah Rishayna. But in our Mishnah, it's a diik that he can't be Yechal Mishnah Rabbi, but his own carbon he can bring. Break the Gemara by time with the Bryce Yechal, Mishnah Mishnah Chavera. You can't be Yechal, not with yours, not with your rabbi, not with your master's carbon Pesach. Like Kasha, Kan Kemishnah Rishayna, Kan Kemishnah Chreina. There was two Mishnayas. There was two. There was a Chazara of Beisol. There was a debate in Mesechta's Gittin. If you have a Chatzi, you have a Chatzi Becharim. Or is the person who owns the half of Eved forced to free him? Why? Because the Mekayim can't marry anyone with Mekayim pre-Rivya or Shavuot Yitzhar. We'll see. There was a debate between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. And at the end of the day, Beis Hillel agreed that you do have to free him. On the tzad, you have to free him, so then he's his own man, he can bring his own Karm Pesach. And that's where our Mishnah is going, the Mishnah Achreina, where Beis Hillel was Chayzer. Like, Kashi, Kanki Mishnah Achreina, Kanki Mishnah Achreina. The Tanah, look at the Mishnah Mesach Gittin, Perakash Leach. You have someone who's a chetzi eved, a chetzi becharim. Oibris Rabbi Yemecha, Rabbi Zatzvi Yemecha, everybody's silver. So it's not, yeah, you keep it status quo. He's a half eved. One day he works, and Sunday he works, Monday is off. Tuesday he works, Wednesday is off, everybody's silver. Veshabi Omrim, the kantim is rabbi. You helped out the master, Ves Asmel, the kantim, but you didn't help him out. Lisa Shivchen Yocha, I can't marry Shivcha. Shekvar chetz ben chayim. A ben chayim, a free man cannot marry a shivcha. Lisa bas chayim in yochol shadayin chetz yevet. He can't marry a shivcha because the tzad chayim not marry a shivcha. He can't marry a bas chayim because the evet can't marry a bas chayim. So yevato, don't marry anyone v'lo yiniv v'ayil me'el peririvya. The whole world's going to create a peririvya. Shnema, lo yisoyu bar lo shavet yitzara. Elo, b'ay tikkun ha'ilm, kaifun es rabbi ba'yisoy sevei chayim. Because tikkun ha'ilm, you force the rabbi to free him. And Beis Hillel was chosen to learn like Beis Shammai, and that he has to free him. Since he has to free him, therefore he's his own balabas, and he can bring his own carbon. So that's the deacon on Mishnah. He can bring his own carbon because he's his own balabas. Just to speak out one quick thing, Tosfos on the bottom of Pirkei Malach has a famous kasha here. What's the problem? Let the asay of puravu be doiche the loisase of lo yeh kodesh, that you're not allowed to marry a Shivcha, let's say. Let him marry a Shivcha. I, the Chayim Shvon, I'll marry a Shivcha. Let him be Deicha, the Lav Lo Yeh Kaddish. So, what? It's not his kid, then. So what? Well, it's not his kid, okay? It's made the Kaddish the other way, then. That he should marry a Shivcha. No, that's Kaddish. He's going to marry a Shivcha. He's going to marry a Shivcha, and let that work that way. And first of all, I'm not sure you're right. It's not his kid. It just means that the yichid doesn't go by him. It could be his kid, but puru revu. The regas rai is the big shaila is if someone turns into a ger, if he's a mechalikus. I think it's shlokas rav yechon. If yaitz a puru revu, that the mahomel is tad not because ger shes gaia dami, not because not yichus afterwards. So then yichus afterwards. Tzad tarets is because the gavi her, she doesn't have this hat there. That's one of the truths. Another tarot is that be'idna, approval, you only yoitz when you have a baby. This is b'shas tabia. There's different tarotim.